presents Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Smile, please.
Now, let me see. Coal, 5 shillings. Insurance, 1 and 6 pence.
I say, dear, listen to this in tonight's echo. Nature notes the tiny pot by the Rambler.
Not now, Mr. Craythorpe. I'm writing my poem for the camera competition.
But this is quite amusing, Jane. Autumn is now waving her leafless branches in fond farewell.
Theodore, would you kindly allow an old-age pensioner to balance his weekly budget in peace and quiet?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sinclair. I'll keep my voice down.
Thank you. Now, where was I? Holidays, 0.5 crown. Here, cut, 1 shilling.
Beer, £3.10.
£3.10. What was that?
Nothing, Grandad. Hey, listen to the verse I've just written for the competition in the paper. Why I Like Reading the Echo by James Alfred Lord Tennyson Clitheroe. To read the Echo every night is always such a great delight. It's full of news and sporting tips and very good for fish and chips.
Oh, I say, it's most amusing.
It wasn't supposed to be funny, Mr. Craythorpe.
No, James, it's these nature notes. I say, Mrs. Clitheroe, have you read these nature notes by the Rambler? I know they're really only for children, but really. They make Noddy sound like James Bond.
Don't mention that newspaper to me, Theodore. Ever since they announced that camera competition for the children, our Jimmy's been wandering around the house composing poems and telling us he'll do walkie snaps of us dirt cheap.
Well, somebody's got to win them 10 cameras for Christmas.
Yes, James, but I don't think you've got much chance. Judging by that little effort you've just recited.
Oh, haven't I? Suppose you can do better. How would you write a verse? Go on, tell us, go on.
Well, I suppose I'd write something like this. The Echo's my favorite paper for boys. It teaches me good things, like how to make toys. The Adventures of Freddy the Frog seem so fitting.
Next week, could I please have a page about knitting?
Jimmy, that'll do.
Well, he's wasting his time mentioning Freddy the Frog because he died last week.
Freddy the Frog died?
Yes, last Friday night in the late edition. He croaked.
Tobacco, 7 and 6.
The boy's impossible.
Theodore, will you shut up, please?
Ah, Father. Let's not start any bother just before Mrs. Billington arrives. Oh, which reminds me, I'd better fill the kettle so she can have some tea.
Mr. Craythorpe, pass me the nature notes. They might give me an idea.
They'll give you a few laughs, that's for sure.
See who's at the front door, will you?
Right, old Grandad.
I'm going into the kitchen where I might get a bit of quiet.
If you come for the rent, it's spent.
Good evening, young man. It's I, Mrs. Billington.
Oh, heck, it's Beaky.
Pardon?
The door, it's a bit squeaky. Come in.
Thank you, my boy. What's this you've dropped on the floor? Oh, the nature notes from the Echo. Have you been reading them?
I haven't, but Mr. Claythorpe has.
Oh, he's here for the meeting, then. Good.
The hooks are along here if you want to hang your feathers up. A coat up.
Thank you. You know, I'm always glad to see someone reading those nature notes, because I write them.
Well, fancy that. Come in here, Mrs. Billington. Mr. Craythorpe.
Yes, Jane?
You know those nature notes you were reading just now?
Yes.
You know, when you were having a good laugh?
Oh, yes, Jane. Oh, that's amusing. What about them?
Well, Mrs. Billington is the Rambler.
Hello, Mrs. Billington. So you're the author of those silly... I mean, it's turned chilly tonight, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. So you think my writing is silly, do you? Well, allow me to inform you...
Oh, Miss Billington, I've got the table all set in the front room, the lounge, and if you'll go through here...
Thank you. I'll have a word with you in a moment, Mr. Crayford.
Theodore, will you take that tray of trifle and cakes in? I'll just go and brew the tea.
Yes, very good, Mrs. Pudlow. Ah, here's the tray.
It's all right, Mr. Crayford. I'll take it in.
You will not. I will take it in.
What? You get a telling off for laughing at her nature notes?
Oh, well, you may take it in if you wish. But be very, very careful what you do.
Don't worry, Mr. Crayford. I'll get her in a good mood. I'll play a game with her.
What game?
I'll get her to hold her nose in the air, and then I'll play hoopla with these donuts.
That boy. What a terror he is.
Oh, have you taken the tray in, then, Theodore?
No, Jane has taken it in.
Theodore, you shouldn't have given it to him.
But, Mrs. Kiddo, he's only got to put the tray on the table. What can possibly go wrong?
Oh, you clumsy boy, you! Go and get your mother immediately.
Before you start shouting, Mum, it was an accident.
What have you done?
I was taking a trifle when I tripped over the carpet and upset it. Honestly, all that fuss just because I asked her to lend me a spoon to scrape it up.
What? Off the floor?
No, off Beaky's back.
Oh, no. Oh, I'd better go to her at once. I'll deal with you later, young man.
Well, that does it. I'm not going in there now. She'll be in a terrible temper.
Well, I don't know why you worry about her the way you do. Is she, anyway?
You'd better start worrying about her yourself. She is one of the judges in your camera competition.
She's not. You're trying to scare me.
I'm not. Look at the echo here, look, you see. Judges, the Reverend Grimshaw, Mr. Treadwell, your headmaster, and Mrs. Billington, president of the Women's Guild.
Oh, heck, I'd better go in and try to smooth her over before the custard starts to melt.
Well, I don't fancy your chances in the competition now, Jane.
Oh, I don't know. It could have been worse. Beaky could have heard me reciting the poem I wrote about her.
What poem?
Beaky was in the garden, pegging out the clothes, when down came a blackbird and pecked off her nose. He took it to his wife at home and held it by the point and said, I've been out shopping, dear. Here's the Sunday joint. Well, Alfie, have you thought of any verses for me?
Yeah, well, I made one up in bed last night. Listen. There was a young fella called Lister who went to a dance with his sister. She wriggled her knees with the graces of ease, and now Lister's sister's a twister.
What the heck's that got to do with reading the echo?
Well, nothing, but it's funny, isn't it?
Alfie, why don't you go to the phone shop and ask for your head back?
And why don't you clear out and leave us alone?
Susan, dear, today's early closing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, shut up.
You cheeky young thing. Get out of here.
Now then, what's all the row about?
Mother, will you tell this cheeky brother of mine to stop pestering about his competition and clear out?
Oh, I might have known, Jimmy. You've caused enough trouble with your silly verses. Now go on, out you go.
But, ma'am, the closing date's tonight. I must get a good verse from somewhere. I wonder if there's anything in Shakespeare I could knock off.
You can't beat the snout for a peace and quiet, Pete. If there's one thing I like with me booze, it's a little bit of tranquilizer. Aye, you're right. Ah, they're a noisy lot in that bar. Oh, it's all them younger lads we're getting in nowadays. Not that you can blame them. I was one for the high spirits myself in the days of my obsolescence. Well, Pete, we've supped up again. Whose turn is it? Mine, I think. Same again, Harry. Oh, thanks, Pete. I could go another pint. That first one hardly wet me tonsils.
Well, I'll go in the bar and get them.
This is the light. Hello? Who's that tapping on the side door?
Oh, hello, Mr. Whistle. Can I come in?
Hey, Jim, you can't come in here, a lad of your age. These are licentious premises.
Won't be a minute. I just want a word with me granddad. Very urgent.
Oh, he's at the bar at the moment, getting two more pints of the necktie of the gods. I'll go and tell him, you dear. What shall I say you want?
A few quick words and a fizzy lemonade. Get him dirty up, will you, Mr. Whittle?
Okay, Jim. I'll do that right away. Or tutti frutti, as the French say.
Look, miss. It was a pound note I gave you.
Warm, it was only 10 bob.
Hey, Pete. Young Jim's in the snug. He wants to see you, and he says it's urgent.
What?
Yeah, we don't allow young lads in this pub, Mr. Sinclair. I'll get the landlord. Gilbert!
All right, miss, all right. Now, there's no need to panic. Maybe it's something very important. You grab the pints, Harry.
Right, after you, please.
Oh, there you are, Grandad. Can I have a bit of your pork pie?
Luke, what are you doing here?
Grandad, I think I've got it. And it's all thanks to Mr. Whittle and his wrong words.
What's that, Jim?
You know, Mr. Whittle, when I told you, you sounded like Stanley Unwin.
Who?
Stanley Unwin. Listen, Grandad, my poem, as Stanley Unwin might have written it. It can't fail. Why I like reading the Echo. Read it, Echo.
Just be coaching with Mrs. Billington.
Who good, Beak is one of the judges. She bought it.
And 3 films.
Just a minute, how much are flash bulbs?
3 for 8.
If I say so, you'll go 10 times.
All right, but you shouldn't have had a son. You should have had a retriever.
Oh, that's all right, Pat. I'll have to get the medicine the doctor ordered.
Well, Jimmy could get it for you.
I can't. He won't serve me at the Rose and Crown.
Don't be cheeky. Grandad is going to the chemist.
Sorry, Grandad. I was only joking.
No, son. It's all right.
While you're at the chemist, would you get me a film, please, Grandad?
That's all right.
Thanks, Grandad. Mum, where's that paper? I haven't seen the cartoon page. Oh, there it is.
Just a moment, my lad. Where's the money for your film?
Oh, yes. Well, I was wondering...
No, definitely not.
Mum, do you think...
Not another penny. If you want to be taking pictures all the time, you'll pay for your own films.
Can't we get them on tick? So much a week, like Grandad got his bagpipes and his teeth.
Look, you've already had your pocket money for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, heck, I wish I was old enough to join the bingo club.
You want to do what that bloke did in the paper, send a photo up.
Where?
On the back page there. You got £10 for that picture.
Oh, this one of the bloke rescuing the lad from the river.
That's it.
We descend in action photograph. We paid Mr. Thomas Jackson £10 for the above action picture of the rescue. Yes, that's it. I'll have to get some action pictures. Hey, Grandad, do you fancy a walk along the canal?
Look, you better explain to me before I lose my temper and go bisected. You drag me round with this ladder saying your Susan's shouting for help.
She will be.
What do you mean she will be?
Any minute now she'll open that bathroom window, lean out wearing a towel and scream for help. That's when you go up the ladder and I get me action picture of the rescue.
How do you know that? Are you physic?
No. But I put a mouse in the bathroom and jammed the door.
I don't care how many mattresses you put there, James. I will not jump off the garage roof.
Susan, it's wonderful being alone like this.
Yes, Alfie.
You see... Stroke your hair and kiss your cheek. I could hold you in my arms forever.
Just hold it for 1 second. Thank you, Alden Richard Burton.
When did you take this one of me, Jimmy?
When you were asleep on Sunday afternoon.
Well, it's a nice one, Pat.
Oh, yes, it's charming.
Well, it's all right, but you can hardly call it an action picture, Jim.
No, it's a still life. Oh. Hey, look at this, Grandad.
Oh, dear. Oh, this is the beauty of you, Theodore.
Me?
Yes, hanging out the washing.
Jimmy, let me see, Father. No. Well, you do look rather startled, Theodore.
Yes, I took it just as the clothesline snapped.
And Theodore's left standing there, holding up a pair of his sister's unmentionables.
My sisters?
Well, they're not yours, I hope.
Well, I don't think it was the music.
Jimmy, it was quite a coincidence you being there just at the moment that the line broke, wasn't it?
Yes. Look at this one of Alfie and Susan. She's giving him artificial recreation.
James, you're getting as bad as Mr. Whittle. You mean Susan's giving Alfred artificial respiration? Recreation is when you have fun.
Well, do they look miserable?
I caught you there, Theodore.
Don't encourage him, Father.
Oh, but surely you could all take a little joke.
Oh, my, how very droll. Mr. Sinclair, with your great sense of humor, you should find this very amusing.
What's that?
The next photograph of a model boat.
Well, what's funny about that?
Mr. Sinclair's playing with it in his bath.
Jimmy, come back here. Out of the way, dear.
Father, Father, control yourself.
Where's your sense of humor?
Well, let go of me, Mr. Higginbottom.
Bring him in here, Higgy.
It's a pleasure. Get in.
Oh, you big bully man, Mr. Claythorpe, save me.
Right. Now I'll deal with him.
After me you will, Peter.
What's happening?
Mr. Higginbottom happened to meet Jimmy at the front door.
I didn't happen to. I was looking for him, you little imp.
What's the matter? I didn't take a picture of you to make everybody laugh.
What was that?
He means we've all been laughing at the pictures he's taken.
Well, our Ozzy isn't laughing.
Well, if that's all you want, I'll go around to your house and tickle him.
I'll tickle your rudder with my boat in a minute.
Now, calm down, Mr. Higginbottom, and tell us what has happened.
Yes, let us discuss it calmly.
That's right. Mum will make you a cup of tea. I'll go down the shops for some cake.
Come here, you. I'll tell you what's happened, missus. He nearly put our Ozzy in hospital with his camera tricks.
It wasn't my fault. Anyway, he didn't hurt himself. He fell on his head.
That does it. Come on, get over my knee.
Now, hold it a minute. Jimmy, keep quiet. Now, go on, Higgy. What happened?
Well, little Clever Clogs here came dashing up to our Ozzy and asked him to rescue a cat up a tree. So Ozzy climbed the tree, but when he got halfway up, he found it was an old fur glove that your brat had put there.
Well, there's nothing very terrible about it.
And your talk, Craythorpe. Should have been taking a picture of you soon.
Oh, could you?
Yeah, it's an X-ray. And when Ozzy was on the bottom branch, it broke. And he took a picture of him falling.
He only fell 3 feet. And anyway, accidents will happen.
Yes. Especially when the branch is half chopped through.
That does it. You've had your last penny for films for that camera.
But, Mum, I've only got 2 snaps left in it.
Well, somebody can take 2 pictures of you before and after your spanking.
No, please. There is no need for violence. If he can't use his camera again, that is punishment enough.
Yes, that's right, isn't it, Mum? If you keep hitting me, I'll grow up frustrated.
I'm sorry, Mr. Higginbottom, but you can rest assured that Jimmy will be punished.
I should hope so.
Jimmy, you are staying in every night this week. And as I've told you, not another penny for films from anybody.
Oh, all right. Can I take these last 2 and then the film can be developed?
All right, but that's the finish.
Well, I'll go and take a couple of pictures at the railway station. There's a gang of train spotting there, so I'll tell them I can't come out anymore.
Oh, now, cheer up, James.
You might still get a valuable snap if something exciting happens at the station.
Oh, yes, one of the porters might break into a trot. Hey, I know how I could get an action shot at the station.
Oh, yes?
You come with me, walk into the staff canteen and say, "You've never had it so good. I'm Dr. Beeching."
Very bad.
Well, neither is Jimmy. Thank goodness we'll have no more of him and his camera.
Oh, you're right, Susan. And remember, Theodore, you mustn't give him any money either.
I wouldn't dream of going against your wishes. But I must say I feel sorry for the little chap. He'll be so miserable.
Hello, everybody. Now get a bit closer together and I'll take a nice group shot. Move to your right a bit, Mr. Craythorpe. I can still see Susan's face.
Don't you start again.
Jimmy, have you scrounged another film?
I've got three, and I bought them with my own money.
You said you had no money.
I sold one of my photos.
For the Echo?
No, to Beaky Billington.
What?
Beaky Billington? Mrs. Billington bought one?
Yes, I think she must have been sorry because I didn't win the competition.
Oh, nonsense. What picture was it?
One of her kissing her husband goodbye at the railway station. I wouldn't care, but I hadn't even had it developed.
I don't understand.
Neither do I, but when she saw I'd taken the picture of her kissing her husband, she came dashing over and bought the reel of film off me for 10 bob.
I think I understand why she bought it.
Why?
Mrs. Billington's husband has been away for the last 3 weeks.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan. Also appearing were Tony Melody and Rosalie Williams. The recorded program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
I'd tell you that after what happened with Beaky, I'm not bothering with newspapers. I'm going to sell my pictures to the people on them. So you've been warned. Next time you kiss somebody goodnight, just watch it. Because I might have you covered with the Clitheroe camera. Get off!